These Gemaras are the basis of all of Yerideya. We left off, I think, Tzarik Chesem Abeis. Let's review again. There is an institution of Naziris. A man or a woman can accept upon himself to become a Nazir. He has to be a Nazir a minimum of 30 days, but as long as he wants. Then, the Nazir has three prohibitions, Asa B'Yayin, Uvit Tumay, not allowed to be Metamel Mason, Uvit Tiglachas, not allowed to take a haircut. When the Zman HaNaziris is up, let's say the 30 days are up, or the 10 years are up, however long the person accepts Net HaNaziris, he doesn't become Mutter automatically to drink the wine and to go to the Tumah, to the Mason. He has to bring Karbonis. So the Karbonis are Matter him. Before he brings the Karbonis, he's not allowed to violate the Nidri HaNaziris. Karbonis are Matter. One of the Karbonis that he brings is a shlomim. It's a special kind of a shlomim. A normal shlomim is kochim kalim. It's only a shlomim that's kochim kochim on Shavuos. Shalmei tzibur. Kibsi atzeres is shalmei tzibur. Shalmei yochid is always kochim kalim. So kochim kalim doesn't necessarily have to be eaten by the kohanim. It can be eaten by a non-kohen as well. Any Jewish person who's tahar is allowed to eat it. But the zroya b'sheila of the shalmei nazir can only be eaten by the kohen. So one would have thought that when you cook the Shalmei Nazir, you cook the whole Shlomim on pot. In the Zerah B'Sheila, you cook in a separate pot, because you're going to cook it in the same pot. There's going to be in the Sinas Tam. The flesh from the Zerah B'Sheila is going to give in the Sinas Tam into the rest of the flesh. So before you go further, what do you mean the Sinas Tam? It's all the same thing. This is flesh and flesh. When you talk about Tam Ki Iker, it means if you have Ben B'Sheila, if you pour Chazah Shmaltz into vegetable soup, we buy a tray for cookies. What's tray for about the cookies? It has a little flavoring in it. So that's min b'shein amina. If it's all flesh and flesh, you can't taste anything. So that's what Tosfos comments on the Gemara. What are they quoting? A pasuk that the flesh from the Zerah B'Sheila is giving an asinas tam into the flesh of the Shalmei Nazir. So how can the non-Kohanim eat the rest of the Shlomim? Has an asinas tam. What asinas tam? What asinas tam? It's mimimina. There is no tam. There is no nesinas tam. The Tosfos says the whole Gemara is only an asmachta. Okay, that's what Tosfos says. The whole Gemara is only an asmachta. Rashi holds that it's not an asmachta. Rashi holds that whenever you have lach balach, you always have to have shishim before you even bat an eyelash, before you discuss anything. After you have the shishim, so then we discuss. If it's mim b'minoi, if it's flesh with flesh that was cooked together, then Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that mim b'minoi is b'mashehu. And the Chachamim say, no, mim b'minoi, there's no conflict. The only time you have ditl b'roiv is when the roiv is in conflict with the miut, it's a different flavor, or it's a different, known by a different name. That's a question whether Rabbi Yehuda holds mim b'minoi b'mashehu. Mim b'minoi determine basa shma, basa taima. Does it depend whether it has the same flavor? Or does it depend whether it has the same name? Let's say you have different wines taste differently, but it's all called yayin. But if you have grape juice and you have grapes, so the grape juice tastes the same as the grapes, but that's called grape juice and this is called grapes. So if you go basa shma, it'll one will be mim b'minoi, one will be mim shenim. If you go basa taima, so that's a machlekes abai v'roven, maseches abai v'zore. Within Reb Yudah's Shita, that mim b'mina b'mashu is that basa shma, basa tam. How do you determine whether it's mim b'mina or not? So again, so Rashi learns that this whole Gemara, Rashi Shita is not shared by other Rishonim. Everybody disagrees with Rashi. Rabbi Kivege writes on the Rashi, he doesn't know what in the world Rashi is talking about. Rashi and Bob Metzia has this again. Rabbi Kivege writes on the side of the Gemara, doesn't know what Rashi is talking about. But the Rishonim point out, this is Rashi Shita. When you have lach balach, you always need shishim before you bat an eyelash. That's what you learn out from Zerah B'Sheila. And the Gemara says, one would have thought that you cook the Zerah B'Sheila in one pot and you cook the flesh in another pot. No, you learn out from the pasuk and you cook it all together in the same pot. That's talach. You have to cook it all together. And it doesn't make anything treif. So the question is, why? So the Gemara had two versions. Either because you have shishim or because you have meyer. What do you mean? Is it shishim or is it meyer? It's a major difference. The Gemara says it depends. The machlekes on the bottom of Tzadik Ches Amar Aleph, there was machlekes. What do you learn out from Zerah B'Sheila, from the Shalmei Nazir? you learn out that you need shishim, or you learn out that you need masav. The Gemara explains on Amud Beis, on the third line, the fourth line from the top, masav or masav. What are they arguing about? Oh no, that's it's later on the daf. The machlokes is do you calculate the flesh connected the flesh? So the Zerah B'Sheila doesn't have that much flesh in it. The rest of the Shalmei Nazir has more flesh. The Zerah B'Sheila has a lot of bone, but it has hardly any flesh. So if you just can't concentrating on the flesh of the Zerah B'Sheila, connected the flesh, so you have shishim. But if you talk about the whole piece of the Zerah B'Sheila with the bone, connected all the rest of the flesh of the bone, then you're going to have meyer, and you're going to have more. So that's the shayla where they need shishim or meyer. So the Gemara says you learn out according to Tosfos, the whole thing is only an asmachta of the Rabbanon, that you derive shishim or meyer. According to Rashi, it's a real din deraisa. So then the Gemara says, but how can you learn out anything from Zerah B'Sheila to call a Tarkula? Freg the Gemara, but we have a Braisim. That's right in the middle of Tzadik Chesam Ebeis. The line begins with the word Mino, right in the middle. How can you learn out anything from Zerah B'Sheila to call a Tarkula? We have a Braisa that says that Zerah B'Sheila is an exception to the rule, and you can't learn out anything. This is an exterior. Here it's mutter, and everybody else, every other place it's us. So doesn't it sound like the kula that if you have shishim or meya, it's mutter only applies over here? So how can you derive from the parsha of El Nazir, it's Rabbi Shela, from the Shalmei Nazir, that in kula tarkula you also can rely on shishim and meya? So the Gemara says, my love, what does it mean? You shouldn't derive from Shalmei Nazir to Kola Tarkula that an Isik can be bought with the Shisham of the Meir. So the Gemara gives three answers. We left off last week in the middle of the three. So the Gemara says, no, all the three answers. Abai gives an answer, Rabbi gives an answer, Ravina gives an answer. Each one says, that's not what the Braisa means. The Yafusa that we say is legitimate. You learn not from here to Kola Tarkula that if you have Shisham or you have Meir, the two versions, it's going to be bottled. That braisa that says that this is, it's only a heter over here, and the heter doesn't apply anywhere else, goes, it's referring to something else. So Abaye, Omar Abaye, Abaye says, that braisa that says there is a special heter, la nitzachela the Reb Yudah. Reb Yudah's opinion is that min b'mina has always been mashuhu, and here you have a min b'mina. Here you have the zroi b'sheila may not be eaten by a non-kohen, and you cook it together with the rest of the Shalmei Nazir, and the Israeli meat, the Baila meat, he invites whoever he wants. Jewish people are tar, are allowed to eat the Shalmei Nazir, even though they're not allowed to eat the Zerah B'Sheila. So you have a case, mamish amin b'minai, lach b'lach, and it is batal. So that's what the Braisa means. This is an exception to the rule. Despite the fact that Reb Yudah thinks in kol ha-Torah kula, nim b'minai b'mashu, here it's an exception to the rule. But it is legitimate to learn out shishim and meyer from him. That's what Abai says. That braisa only goes aliba de Reb Yudah. We mentioned that's a famous machlokes. Do you paschal like Reb Yudah or not? So Rashi, everything in Yeridah is against Rashi here. Rashi paschal is like Reb Yudah, the mim b'mina b'mashuhu. And there's a gigantic tesis over here on Tzadik Zayin Amad Aleph. Tesis quotes the Rashi. The Rashi pasa ki Reb Yudah mim b'mina b'mashuhu. Let's just take a look here. Tzadik Zayin Amad Aleph, there's a gigantic Tosfos, Omar Rava. So in the first line, they say, the Kamam, the Perakal, Abasa, Pasuk, the Kuntris, Rashi is the Kuntris, Kereb Yudah, the Mimimimim, like Batal, and he proves it. And Tosfos goes ahead to say that they don't agree with Rashi. We pass on like Tosfos, the Mimimim is not the Mashu. Alright, so that's Abai claim. Abai says, that Braisa that says that this is an exception to the rule, that only goes Alibi Reb Yudah. But that here, min is buckle, but it doesn't affect the shishim and the meyer. Shishim and the meyer, it's a legitimate yafusi learner. Rava has a different interpretation. Where's Rava? Two lines from the bottom. Rava Omar. Rava says, why should you say that there's a braisa that goes, I'll leave it there, I beaut it, mechatesa. So Rava says, no, it goes on a different thing. What it means, zeu het abo mechalalisa, this is an exception to the rule. So Rashi on the top, you take a look on Tzadik Tesam and Aleph, Rashi always has four lines that are long and then come the narrow line. So the second narrow line, in other words, the sixth line from the top, So Rashi says, "Mehocha gamin l'chol isuri kotshim d'loy b'teili legamre," that by kotshim nothing is ever bottom. That Tam ki ikar applies even after mayor, even after shishim, by kotshim things are never bottom. Tosis says there is no such thing. They never heard of such a thing. This big Tosis on the base, Rav Amar attacks the Rashi, but that's what Rashi reads in Rava. Rava Omar, Rava says that that Brisa that says that this is an exception to the rule, it's only a heter here. It's telling me, it goes on Tamkika, the Bikotchim, there's a Chumra in Kotchim that doesn't apply anywhere else. What's the Chumra? Then in Kotchim, Tamkika, even past Shishim, even past Meya, and here it says that if you have Shishim and Meya, it's Mutta, so that's an exception to the rule. But it doesn't mean that you should learn out Shishim and Meya. You learn out Shishim and Meya to call it Tarkum. That's how Rashi interprets. Tosfos says there is no such thing. There is no such halacha that in Kotchim, Tam ki ikar applies even past, even min b'mina. Rashi learns it's a dimin ha-Torah. Kotchim is never bottled, period. Never bottled. Tosfos says there is no such thing. So Tosfos has a different pshat. It's a shverer pshat. Tosfos pshat is more difficult than Rashi. So somehow Rava says that that brisa, Tosfos gives the following pshat. When you a funny pshat, let's say this is the pot. You're cooking the El Nazir. It's going to be a gigantic pot.
Come on, I need a Gemara.
I need a chulin. I have tzarek ches on the base.
Wait, it's all right.
So the Gemara says you're supposed to cook the Shalmei Nazir in the pot together with the Zerah B'Shelah. There was a machlekes whether you detach the Zerah B'Shelah before you cook it or you don't detach it. But they both agree that you cook it in the same pot. So you cook it in the same pot, so you have mayo, you have shishim. So Tosfos says, but lo yimolet, when you're cooking it, sometimes a limb of the Shalmei Nazir will be sticking out of the pot. So what are you going to do if the Zerah B'Shelah is a little bit sticking out? And the some of the shamnunis of the Zerah B'Shelah, some of the shmaltz, will be touching another part of the El Nazir, so it'll give an asinas tam, and the tam will not be mispashit and everything. You won't have meya, you'll just have the part that's sticking out. So there you have, you don't have shishim, you don't have meya, so that should really become treif. So this is an exception to the rule. Zeu heta bo mechlalisa. This parsha tells us, and the El Nazir tells us, the Yisraelim can eat the rest of the Shalmei Nazir, even a part of the El Nazir probably may have been cooked together with the Zerah B'Shelah, and you didn't have shishim. Some of it may have been sticking out. That's how Tosfos interprets it. There's a lot missing in the Gemara. The Gemara didn't say part of it is going to be sticking out of the pot. Pashim Shat in the Gemara. Everything is submerged under the liquid, and then seen as Tam is all over. So Rava says that's what that brisa goes on. And then the third pshat the Gemara gives is Ravina Omar. Ravina is about 10 lines from the top of Tzadik Testament. Now he has a third pshat. We learned Perek Behema Hamkasha, the fourth Perek. So Behema Hamkasha spoke about Ben Pekua. If he shecht a pregnant cow and there's an uber inside, so the Ben Pekua is Nita v'shchita sima. What if the Ben Pekua sticks out a leg before the shchita? So you're not allowed to eat the leg. So after you shecht the mother, then you kill the vlad, then you want to eat it. So not only may you not eat that leg, the mokam achatach is also asa. Let's say you take a pen and you mark off when the uber stuck out its leg from the rechem ha'aim. So you mark off how much of the leg stuck out. So that part of the leg is asa, and the rest is inside. So the halacha requires not only that part of the leg is asa, the mokam achatach you have to cut off another inch and a half. The mokam achatach that's on the border is also asur. So that din, that mokam achatach is asur, doesn't apply over here. You have the Zerah B'Shelah, which can only be eaten by Kohanim, and the rest of the Shalmei Nazir, and it's all attached, everything according to the one opinion. The Zerah B'Shelah is cooked in the same pot, and it's still attached to the rest. So you should have thought you have to cut off the Zerah B'Shelah, plus cut off another inch and a half. So that's what the Brisa says. Ravina Omar, said that's what the Brisa is talking about. Nitzach Elo, Lemokam Achatach, the Omar, Mokam Achatach, the Alma Osur, whereas Ba'alma, in other cases, by the Ben Pekua, who sticks out his leg, the Mokam Achatach, you have to cut off an extra inch and a half. V'ochashori, that's what it means in the Brisa. What it says in the Brisa, Zeo Heta Bo Machlalisa, the Torah is Mekal over here. But it doesn't mean that the Shishim and the Meir is only restricted to this case and it doesn't apply in Kol HaTarkul. No, you can learn that. That's legitimate. So that's Abayi and Rava and Ravina. Each one gave a different interpretation what the Brisa is talking about. That there's a special kula over here, but it's not talking about the kula of the Shishim and the Meir. That kula applies, you derive from Zorah B'Sheila the Kol HaTarkul. So that was the completion of the Gemara that we almost finished last week. Okay.
Does Tosfos ever hold that you need Shishim for anything if there's no Nesinas Kan?
No. Minat Torah, no. It's only Midirabon. Right.
So that whole Dvar Torah that Rabbi Soloveitchik gave is only a Liba Derashi, but he said you go according to the carrier, was here about Shishim, and there's nothing to do with Nesinas Kan. That only makes sense according to Rashi. According to Tosfos, there's no din of Shishim.
No, you'll have it in the following case. No, you have it in the following case. Let's say we're cooking some vegetable soup, and someone accidentally pours in some chazer schmaltz in the vegetable soup, and that's mimishena mina, and you don't have shishim, so the whole vegetable soup becomes awesome. Then someone, by mistake, takes the whole vegetable soup, and then you have a gigantic pot, and they pour the whole pot of vegetable soup into the big pot. Now you have shishim, you almost had shishim against the chazer schmaltz in the pot of vegetable soup, but you didn't have, you only had 40 times as much. But we assume that the chazer schmaltz is still nice and tam in the vegetable soup. If you would have had shishim, we would have assumed that it's not nice and tam. So the chazer schmaltz was nice and tam in mishen amina, so that's tam ki ikir and it's awesome. Then, now, you had 40 times as much, you had 30, 40 times as much as the chazer schmaltz. Now the whole pot of vegetable soup falls into another pot. So you need shishim not only keneged the spoonful of chazer schmaltz, you need shishim keneged the whole carrier of this.
This is all midirabbanan.
So that was a machloikis. So we said, So Rabbi Ephraim says the whole thing is not true. If you know how much chazer schmaltz there is, all you need in the end of the day is shishim against the chazer schmaltz. So the Mechaber Paschal, Rov Harishonim hold like Rabbi Ephraim. Rabbi Ephraim was a Talmud of the Rabbi Natam. He lived in after he learned by the Rabbi Natam, he moved to Regensburg. He moved to a different city. So he corresponded with the Rabbi Natam on this. So most of the Rishonim Paschal like Rabbi Ephraim, that's called Chaticha Nasus Nevela Bishari Surim. So we don't hold from that. The original din of Chaticha Nasus Nevela, that's what we're up to now. Daf Kuf, this gigantic Tosfos of Kuf Amaral, that's what we're up to. So.
Yeah, but I'm saying, if you tasted it initially and there was no tam, right? Kfeilas haramoy, there'd be no tam, that even according to Tosfos, he doesn't care that there's no shishim.
So there's no shishim, right? Only midirabbanan, you always need shishim, even in min b'mina, even though there's no nesinas tam.
Midirabbanan, yeah. So according to Tosfos, there's no need ever for shishim if there's no nesinas tam.
Not the way it says in the Tosfos here. Not the way it says the end here. This Tosfos goes in Kuf Amud Aleph, the Kuf Amud Beis, and the last 10 lines they're bothered with Akasha. So they were bothered with Akasha. Whenever you do Hagolah, it's important to review. Whenever you do, you have a tray for spoon, a tray for pot. Whenever you do Hagolah, so the tray for Bliya goes into the burning hot water. What's going to prevent the Bliya from coming back into the tray, into the pot? To make it again treif. Find the treif of Bliya went into the water, but that's going to come back into the pot, make the treif again. So the solution is, if you have shishim in the water, so once the treif of Bliya goes, I have a treif of spoon, and I have so much burning hot water, this is enough room there in the water for 60 spoons. So the treif of Bliya goes into the water, and even if it's going to come back in, is it ready in this bottle of shishim? So there's no problem. So Tosfos raises the question, what if it's a very big pot? Not a little spoon became treif. Giyuli claimed Midyan when they had the Melchama with Midyan. So the Jews won the war, and they confiscated not only the people and the animals, they confiscated the treif of pots and pans that they were using in the army. So that big treif of frying pans and big treif of soup pots that were gigantic. So how can you kasher it? So it's you can't have shishim. You can't. There isn't a big enough pot that you're going to have shishim in the water against this treifa pot. So maybe you should wait till it's ainu ben yomo. That's the solution that Tosfos says all over. How can you have a kasha treifa pot? What's going to prevent the treifa bliya from coming back in? After it goes into water, it's going to come back in. So they say either you have shishim against the pot, and if it's a gigantic pot, then you have to wait till the kli is ain ben yom. What does that help? Because ben ha-teira, let's say this is the pot. So the trefa bliya is in the walls of the pot, sitting there for 24 hours. The walls of the pot are metal, or the walls of the pot are kli cheres. So it's going to give an awful flavor, an awful taste to the trefa bliya that's absorbed in it, if the trefa bliya is sitting there for 24 hours. So whenever you have a trefa bliya in a pot for more than 24 hours, min ha-teira, it's kosher. Because the trefa bliya is nice and tamal of gam. So whatever kosher soup you're going to cook in the pot, the trefa bliya is going to go in. The soup would have tasted better without that trefa bliya. The soup tastes delicious, but it would have even tasted better without the trefa bliya, because the trefa bliya was sitting in the charsa sagdera for 24 hours. So that's called nice and tamal of gam, so it doesn't dasen. So Taisa said that's the only way you can kasher pots. Whenever you do hagola eat, you have to have shishim in the water. You have to wait till the kli is ein ben yom. What does it help if the kli is ein ben yom? But the rabbanon they made exer ein ben yom, you have to kasher, because if you'll say all you have to do is wait 24 hours. So let's say I'll have a pot. I use it for fleishiks, and I'll put on a sticker. I washed out the pot after supper tonight, and it was 7:26 p.m. when I washed out the pot. So I can wait till tomorrow night, 7:26 p.m., and I can cook milchiks in the pot. Or the goyim use the pot to have goyish workers. They use the pot for supper, for treifas. I'll put a label on. The pot was washed out. It's clean at 7:26 p.m. on Tuesday. So I can use it Wednesday night, 7:27, for kosher food, because ain't a b'yom. So the chacham made exer d'rabbanan. You may switch the stickers. This sticker may fall off of this pot to go on a different pot. So I'm going to mix up all the pots. I won't know which was ben yom or which was enem. If you don't put any stickers on, you forget which is the ben yom or which is the enem yom. So they made exer d'rabbanan, even though the pot hasn't been used in 24 hours, you still have to kasher the pot. So what does it help if the pot is ein ben yom, and the treif of bliya is going to go into the water, but then it's going to come back in? So that's the gzera derabbanan. A klisha ein ben yom, you have to kashim in the rabbanan. So that's what Tosis explains now. A klisha ein ben yom, you have to kashim in the rabbanan, because the tchilas habliya was l'shvach. When we cooked the fleishiks tonight and we washed it out at 7:26, everything that was nivla was nice and tam l'shvach at the time it was nivla. So even though tomorrow night at 7:27 it'll be nice and tamal, but the tchilas habliya was the shvach, so they made exer the rabban. But if tomorrow night at 7:27 I'll kasher the pot, the treif habliya shein ben yom goes into the water, then it comes back into the pot. So now the tchilas habliya is levgam. The tchilas habliya is levgam. So either one ever goes at all. So Tosis is bothered with this kasher, according to the Rabbi Natam. What did the Rabbeinu Tam say? The Rabbeinu Tam said, let's say I have vegetable soup and I pour it in a spoonful of chaz shmalz, and I don't have shish. Let's say I have 30. I have 20. I have 20 units of het against the one spoon of chaz shmalz. So there's no shishim. So all the soup becomes treif. Then by mistake, somebody pours the whole pot with the vegetable soup into a bigger pot. I have shishim, now I have way more than shishim against the spoonful of chazashmash, but I don't have shishim against the whole pot of vegetable soup. So the Rabbi Natam, the way Tosis presents it here, Rabbi Natam says on the level of the raisin, you need shishim against the carrier. You need shishim against the whole pot of vegetable soup that has the spoonful of chazashmash in it. So based on that, the Tosis later Kuf Ches on the base writes a double portion that this whole Rabbi Natam is only with the Rabbanan, because he can't taste the Issa. Now you have Shishim against the Chaz Shmalz, so you don't taste it. But this Tosis assumes that it's the Raisa, because that's the kasha that they ask. How can you kasher a treifa pot that's gigantic, that it's so big, you can't put it into a pot that has 60 times as much water? So how is it good if you don't hold like the Rabbi Natam? So he says, no. Let's say you'll have 10 times as much water in the pot, in the big pot, against the trefa pot, 10 times as much. So I'll do hagola once, and the trefa bliya will go into the water, and they'll make the water treif, because you only have asara, you don't have shishim. And then the trefa bliya will go back into the pot, but when it goes back into the pot, it's only going to be 10% of what it was originally, because it's going to be, it's mixed in with 10 units against it. Then I'll pour out all the water that became treif, because you only had 10 units against it. I'll put in new water. So now when I'll do a second hagola shniya, so the treif of bliya is only 10% of the thickness that will go into the pot. Now I have already, it's only 1/100 because it's 10 times 10, it's 1/10 of 1/10. So it's 1/100, so you have Meya against it. See, if you hold like that Ben Ephraim, that as long as you have Shishim at the end of the day, you have no problem, it's good. But if you hold like that Ben Etam, yeah, if you didn't have Shishim the first time, I say Chatich and Asim Beli, you need Shishim Keneged, the whole carrier of the Isser, so you can't do a Hagolah on such a pot. So what are you going to say? Wait till tomorrow when it's Ein Ben Yom. No, but the Torah, the Gemara says in the end of Avodah Zarah, the Chumash that says you have to kasha klei midyan is only talking when it's a Ben Yom. Once it's Ein Ben Yom, the Menat Torah, you don't have to kasha at all. So the Chumash sounds like you kasha all the treifer pots from midyan on the same day that you confiscate them. So how can you kasha the big pots? According to Rabbi Ephraim, do us two, one Hagolah after the other, and it'll be 10%, then it'll be 1%. So you'll, at the end of the day, you'll have Shishim. So this Tosis presents it as if the Shitas Rabbi Natam is a Din Deraisa. And the Tosis later, Beferis, says that it's only Midrabban. So the Shachan Yerudea says, we paskin like the Rabbi Natam, but only that it's Midrabban. We don't hold that it's Deraisa. And Rabbi Kevega points out that this Tosis contradicts the other Tosis. This Tosis holds that it's Minatayra. You see, the original din of Tam Ki Iker, we learned about it, it's in Kol Habasa. When we started Chulam, we started from Kol Habasa. It's on Kuf Ches. So there, the din of Chatich Anas Nevela, the original din is by Basa B'chol. Let's say I have flesh. I'm cooking a pot of milk, and a piece of flesh falls in, and it gets cooked there for an hour. And then I pull out the piece of flesh, and it's soaking through and through with milk. So I rinse it off, but it's cooked with the milk, so it has the tam of the milk in it. I don't have shishim in the flesh against the milk. It was cooking in a pot of milk. So let's say now I'll take the piece of flesh that became basa b'cholov, and I'll put it in a new pot. I take a new pot with a lot of water in it, and I'll put in the flesh that has the milk in it, and I'll have shishim in the water against the volume of the milk. There was balua in the flesh, but I won't have shishim against the whole piece of flesh. So that's a machlokes hatanaim. And the Gemara later on Daf Kuf Ches, do you say the whole piece of flesh became basa b'cholov, so now you need shishim against the whole piece of flesh? Or do you say no, it only became treif because of the cholov shabo? So now if I cook this piece of flesh in a big pot with a lot of water, and I know it doesn't have that much cholov in the piece of flesh, you don't have shishim against the cholov. But now I'm going to have so much water in the pot, now I'm going to have shishim against the cholah. So is that enough? So one time it says it's enough, and we pass can know. Chaticha atzma nasas nevela. That doesn't become nevela, becomes basa b'cholah. The whole piece of flesh becomes basa b'cholah, and you need shishim against the whole piece of flesh. Not sufficient to have shishim against the water. You need shishim against the whole piece. So that's the machlekes on Kufa Meralef. That's the famous machlekes. This comes up all. In a private home, hardly ever comes up. But industrial kashrus comes up all the time. They get 25 different ingredients from 25 different countries in the world, and one of the ingredients is treif, and they mixed it in with another ingredient. At the time, there was no shishim. And then after they mixed it together, there was no shishim. Then they pour this into a bigger vat, in a bigger pot. You have shishim, now you have shishim against the treif and grim, but you don't have shishim against the whole carrier. You don't have shishim against the whole soup that carried the issa to you. So it comes up all the time in industrial kashas, when the organizations are giving hashgachas. So the Ashkenazim are machmer not the Ramo is machmer like the Rabbein Etam, and the Sfardim paskin lahakon, Sfardim paskin like the Rabbein Ephraim, like the Rov HaRishonim. The Chatich HaNas Nevela only applies to Basa B'cholim and doesn't apply to Shari Surim. But even we who paskin that there is a din of Chatich HaNas Nevela B'Shari Surim, we assume it's only midrabbanan. So sometimes you'll have a suffix. You have a suffix whether the Isser even fell in at all. Let's say you're cooking treifas in one pot, and then there's water on the outside. Do you have the right? Do you know for sure that the bleer goes through and through? Usually the bleers don't go the way we have stainless steel pots. The bleers don't go through and through. And Shulchan Aruch says the days of the Shulchan Aruch, they didn't have such a thing as stainless steel pots. So in the days of the Gemara, they didn't have stainless steel pots. So the Gemara in Zvachim raises the possibility maybe a bleer goes through and through. Today we know it doesn't go through. They tested it many times. We know it doesn't go through because in the Shulchan Aruch, it's considered a suffix, so we still treat it as if it's a suffix. So if you're not even sure if the treif of bliya went through and through, and even if it went through, you're just dealing with chaticha nasveil b'shari sim, so then we would be maker. Whatever it is, chaticha nasveil is only the rabbanon, b'shari sim is only the rabbanon. So whenever there's a suffix, you go l'kula.
Did you say that if you have a basa b'chalav chaticha and you cook it in 100 times that amount of water, that chaticha becomes mutter? Are you saying efshel l'sochto is mutter by basa b'chalav?
That's a machloek of satanai, yeah.
So that's what you said, that it would be mutter.
One time it holds mutter, we paskin also, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But we paskin that it's also, but one derat tanaim holds. The rabbit paskin that it's mutter. The rabbit has a funny comment. The rabbit says that whole din of chaticha nasnabele, but basa b'cholav, is only if you hold from the din of min b'mina b'mashu. But if you don't accept min b'mina b'mashu, so you don't say chaticha nasnabele. So everybody asks, what in the world is the connection? Why is one dependent on the other? That's Rav Chaim Soloveitchik has an essay. If he breaks his head to try to explain the Rav, usually Rav Chaim explains the Rambams. Here he breaks his head to try to explain this like a riddle. The Rav is a pella. Anyway,
when we do a gala on Caleb, we wait 24 hours.
Yeah.
Now, the reason we wait 24 hours is because if you did teich when it's a ben yomoi, so then the bliya goes out and it comes back in as tam l'shach. Still.
Right, so the only time you can be matir if you do bliya when it's still a ben yomo is if you know that you have shishim, and it's not always so easy to calculate the shishim. It's not always so easy. So in order not to make a mistake, so they introduced a minig that you always wait till it's ein ben yomo, but sometimes you can't wait till it's ein ben yomo. So then you have to calculate to make sure that you have shishim in the burning hot water connected the whole thickness of the walls.
Yeah, but doesn't the bliya then come back into the
it
wall?
Comes back in, but it's already in this batla v'shishim, so by the time it comes back in, it's only a mashahu.
But it's a shvach, though.
Yeah, but it's nice in time. No, it's already batla v'shishim. It's already batla v'shishim in the water. Add a treifa spoon, ben yomo, and I put it into a gigantic pot full of water, so the treifa bliya from the spoon goes into the water. Nothing to prevent it from coming back into the spoon. But first it goes into the water, then it comes back in. So before it comes back in, it already became batel b'shishim. So it comes back in, it's not nice and tam. But it's not always so easy to calculate shishim. So that's why the minhag developed that you always wait till, whenever possible, you always wait till the Seinu Binyom. So that's what we got to this Gemara. So Gemara tells a story here on Tzarek Tes Amar Aleph. We're right in the middle of the Amud. The line begins with the word Ba'alma Osar. So Gemara says, Yosef Rabdimi, the Ka'amar lo lahoshmaita. Rabdimi was saying over this din from Daf Tzarik Ches Amar Aleph that one opinion was that you need Meya. Machlek is for the Meya or Shishim. So he says, someone said that you need Meya. So he says, what are you talking about? Amar le Abaye, Rabdimi came from Eretz Yisrael. And he's telling over from one of the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael. From, who was it? Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Rabbi Shua ben Levi was from Eretz Yisrael. So he says over, his version was that you need Meya. So Abai lives in Bavel, and he hears this from Rabbi Dimi. He says, a prominent rabbi in Eretz Yisrael says you need Meya. So he says, never heard of such a thing. That can't be. Then it's Shishim, not Meya. So he asks him, oh, Malay Abai, Abai confronts him and he says, V'chol Yisrum Shabbatar b'meya. Since when? There is no such din that you need meya. V'hotanan, we have a Mishnah in Orla that says like this. We better give a Hagdama. So normally when you have treifas, falls into heter, if you have shishim, you assume it's mutter. So if it's mimish, eina mina chazesh malz falls into vegetable soup. So that's tam kikah, so you need shishim and hater. If it's min b'mina, it's flesh and flesh. So all you need is roiv. It should be slightly more. Let's say this is 2 ounces of treifa liquid, and that's 3 ounces of treifa liquid. So that's roiv. It's bottle of roiv. But with the rabbanon, they made exera min b'mina to min m'shena mina. So since min m'shena mina, you need shishim. So min atorah because tam kika. So you need shishim with the rabbanon by min b'mina also. Then you said. Fine, so that we know. Then there's another din, truma. Let's say I have wine of truma, and so it's only kohanim are allowed to drink it. a non-kain is not allowed to drink truma, not allowed to eat or drink truma. So the wine of truma, by mistake, someone poured it into the regular bottle of wine. And it had chulin dika wine. So wine is mendemina, the same kind of wine, the same flavor. It's mendemina. So there's a chumra midirabbanon, that's a befer, even though the Tanoim learned it out from a pasuk. So the Rishonim explained, based on Gemara, it's only an asmachta, it's not a real drashic mor deraisa. They made an asmachta on the pasuk that you need mayo. If truma falls into chula and it's not enough shishin, you have to have 100 units against it. Truma is bottled by echad mayo. It means 100 units of chulin. Again, echad mayo does mean you need 101 units against one unit. Echad mayo means the truma with the chulin together is 101 units. 100 units of chulin against the one unit of truma, says bottled. Where did they learn it out? So Taisus, Rashi and Taisus both quoted. The Pasuk says that the farmer has to be mafrish Maiser Rishon and give it to the Levi. Then the Levi has to take out Maiser Mina Maiser and give it to the Koy. The Maiser Mina Maiser has the exact same din as Truma Gedolah. That's a Mishnah. There are five things that have the same status. Chala, Bikurim, Truma Gedolah, Maisa Mina Maisa. The Mishnah has four things. Maisa Mina Maisa. Then the Gemara has the fifth thing. Truma Slach Mitoida. But the Mishnah only has these four. Chala, Bikurim, Truma Gedoila, and Maisa Mina Maisa. It's all Shem Echad, it's all Truma. Let's say, Anan Koyim. Let's say, I'm going to eat a little Chazer Shmalz, less than a Kazayas. So the din is you don't get Malkas. You only get Malkas if you eat a Kazayas. What if you eat a half a Kazayas of Basim B'cholov and a half a Kazayas of Chazer? So that's a machloikas hatanan. We pask and you don't get malchus. Any surim it's tar from zem ze. You only get malchus if you ate a kazais of one is, a kazais of chaza, or kazais of basa b'chola. But if you eat half a kazais of this, half a kazais of that, you're not loike. So the Mishnah says, here's an exception to the rule. I'm not a kohen, and I eat a quarter of a kazais of bikurim, a quarter of a kazais of chala, when you mafish chala from bread, cake and cookies, a quarter of a kazais of chume, so it's all shei mechod. It's all called truma. It's exactly the same din of truma. So it's all mitzvah from yachad. So the pasuk says, the Levi has to make sure that before he eats his maaser rishon, he takes out maaser min ha-maaser, because it's going to be tevel. He's not allowed to eat the maaser rishon until he takes out maaser min ha-maaser, the truma's maaser. So it says, v'lo siso alav chayt, and then it has another lotion as migdashom mimenu. When you take out the kodesh part, the lady has to take out the maisa mena maisa, which is dinik truma gedolah. So the lotion as migdashom mimenu. So the Tanoim had a play on word upon on the lotion apasi. If nofel letochem mekatsho, if the maisa mena maisa is 1% of everything, because the maisa rishon is 10%. You have 100 bushels, and you give 10 bushels to the lady. 10 out of 100 is 10%. Then the lady gives 1 out of the 10 bushels, 10% of the 10%, to the kohen, and that's maisa mina maisa. That's truma's maisa. So the 1 bushel is 1% of the whole thing. So the tanoim darshan on the pasuk is migdashom imenashim nafal letochem mekatsho. If that 1 bushel should fall back in with all the other bushels, get mixed up with all the other bushels, you don't know which is the maisa mina maisa and which is all the other stuff, so everything will be usur, because you only have 99 against one. But if you would have had 100 against one, then it would have been bottom. So Tosis proves in the Gemara that this is only an asmachta midrabban. Min haTorah, there is no such thing. Min haTorah, it's bottle chad betray. It's all min bimin. It's all the same thing, a bushel of grain, and all the other 99 bushels are also bushels of grain. So it's bottle chad betray. It's only midrabban that you need mayo. So then that's the first step. That's an asmachta midrabban that you need. Echo de mayo. What does it mean, echo de mayo? You need 100 units of chulin against the 1 unit of truma, that the truma should be bottled be mayo. That's called echo de mayo. 101, including the truma. So this is by truma. Truma is also bachila, but muta bahanom. What do you have an example? Let's say, I'm not a kohen. So I'm not allowed to eat truma, but I'm allowed to get hanor from truma. What do you have? What do you mean, get hanor from truma? I can't feed it to my animal. I can't give it to a goy to eat. That's called hanor shel kilui, that you're not allowed to do. I'm having an animal consume it, I'm feeding it to a goy, that's not allowed. Hanor shel kilui is aser. So what do you mean truma is mutar b'hanor? So let's say I have no chair to sit on, so I have to sit on the floor, and I have a whole stack full of truma gedolah in a plastic sack. So I want to sit on the sack. It'll serve me as a chair. I'm not going to ruin it. It's not bizayin ochlam. It's all wrapped up. So Gemara says, Truma is mutabana. I'm allowed to sit on it to get hana from it. You're not allowed to eat it. Truma is also bizayin, but it's mutabana. So the Gemara says, if Truma is only also bachil and mutabana, and you have to have mayo, so what if you have orla or kloy haker? Orla means you plant the tree. So if anything grows in the first 3 years, the peres are also bahano. The branches of the tree are mutabano, but sometimes peres will not grow. Nothing will grow the first couple of years. But if peres do grow, so then the peres are also bahano. Okloi hakerem, if you plant grapes near grain, so everything becomes also bahano. So kloi hakerem and orla are also bahano, so that's twice as chomer as truma. Shum is only asa bachila, mutabano, or the karam is twice as chum, it's asa bachila and asa bano. So the Tanoi made this, established this din, by Shum you need mayor to be mevatulit, even though it's mutabano, so or the karam, which is twice as asa, should need masayim. So that's the premise of this these Mishnayos, that to be mevatul, or the karam, you need 200 units of heter against the one unit of Isa. And to be mevatel truma, it's all midirabbanan. To be mevatel truma, need 100 units of heter against the one unit of truma. To be mevatel truma, that it should be mutar lazar. So then the Mishnah says, this din that you need echod emeya by truma, you need masayim by orla klakerem. That's only if it's min b'minoi. If it's min b'sheni minoi, so then it depends. Is it noisin tam? Is it non noisin tam? So sometimes it'll be lahachmir. Sometimes it'll be lahakal, sometimes it'll be, let's say, the wine of Truma fell into wine of Chulin. So that's min b'minoi, so you always need mayo. Nothing to discuss. It's always going to be lahachmer. It's never going to be lahakal. You always need mayo. There's nothing to negotiate. But let's say the wine of Truma fell into some kind of punch, fell into orange juice, or fell into something else. And you have all kinds of things there. So it depends. Sometimes you don't taste the flavor of the wine, even though you don't have mayo. And sometimes you will taste the flavor. If it's a very sharp wine, and the other beverages are very schwach, so sometimes even if you have mayo, it will still be nice and tam. If it's avida l'taim, it'll be nice and tam. So that's what the Mishnah says. If the truma needs mayo to be mevatlet, so if it's min b'minoi, it's always lahachma, you always need mayo, nothing to negotiate about. And if it's min b'sheina minoi, the wine of the truma fell into some other liquid, so sometimes it'll be lahakol, sometimes lahachma, sometimes it'll be less than mayo, sometimes it'll need more than mayo. Depends, it has to correspond on the nesina stam. So that's part of the story here. Then the Mishnah has a din hamachametz, hametabel. What is metabel? Tavlin. Tavlin are spices. So let's say a woman is cooking a soup and she puts in a little pepper. So you have way more than shishim against the pepper, salt or pepper flavoring. Let's say you pour in almond flavoring or other flavorings, whatever, cinnamon flavor, whatever. So the thing is a tavlin. It's avida l'taima. It's going to be nice and tam even if you have shishim against it. So the tabel, when you're putting in tavlin, so then it's going to be sometimes l'hakilon, sometimes l'hachmer. It's going to be nice and tam. So it's, if it's nice and tam per shishim, it's still awesome. Or mechametz. What does mechametz mean? When you mix flour with water and you want it to rise, it can wait forever till it's going to rise. So we have a solution. We throw in a packet of yeast. We throw in a bar of yeast. Days of the Gemara, they didn't have the packets of yeast. They had the yeast to have the bar of yeast. They would have flour mixed with water. They would wait till it rises. How did it rise? All the bacteria in the air would jump into this isa. Then they would multiply. They kept on eating up more and more. The bacteria keep on consuming more and more of the dough, and they keep on multiplying. So you have millions and billions and trillions of these bacteria. And then, so when you bake it, so then they're all going to get killed. So there aren't going to be any more bacteria. So before you bake your challah, you bake your cookies, so you take a little bit of dough, you leave it on the side, and the bacteria are not going to die. And then the next time, next Shabbos, next week, when the Baal Bosa wants to make challahs for Shabbos, so she'll mix the flour with the water, and she'll take that dough that she saved from last week, and she never baked it, so it still has the raw, the live bacteria in it. So that's like throwing in a packet of yeast. So they used to throw in the bar of yeast into the thing. So that's called mechametz. It causes it to rise faster than otherwise. If you mix flour with water, you want it to rise. If you don't throw in the yeast, you can wait like 10 hours. You wait a long time till it's going to rise. But if you throw in yeast, it's much less. That's called mechametz. So mechametz is a chumra midirabbanan. Let's say I took, the farmer gave truma to the kohen. He gives 2%. That's the common practice, give 2% truma, and you're left with 98% of everything else. Then you take 10% of that, you give it to the levy, you give 9.8% to the levy, and then you give, for Maisa Sheni, you give 10% of what's left after you took the 2% of truma gedola, and after you took the 9.8% of the Maisa Rishon, then you give 10% of what's left. That's going to be Maisa Sheni, or the third year and the sixth year is going to be Maisa Rani, give it to Rani. So let's say the 2% that I give to the kohen, what does he do with it? Grain, let's say. So he grinds it up and he makes flour. And he mixes this. He wants to make challahs for Shabbos. The kohen, Eishes kohen, wants to make challahs for Shabbos. So everybody went to mikveh. If someone is tummy, didn't go to mikveh, he can't eat the truma. Everybody's tor, they're allowed to eat it. So she mixes the flour with the water and everything is truma, fine. Then she leaves over some of the raw dough for next week. So next week, let's say somebody in the family is tummy, husband or wife, someone's tummy, they're not allowed to eat truma. So next week she's not going to make truma chalas, she's going to make chulin tikka chalas. But she has the dough left over from the truma from last week. So if she takes a little bit of dough, you don't have to take so much. You take a little bit of the dough that has millions and trillions and billions of these bacteria in it. Take a little bit of dough and you put it into the whole lisa, into the whole mixture with the flour and the water. So that's going to cause everything to rise much quicker. So you have shishim against it, but that's called hamachamet. So midirabbanan we say, since this little bit of dough caused the other dough to rise, that was mechametzit, so that's a dimma derabbanan, we treat it as if it's nikar ha'iser, as if it's nice and tam, or as if it's nikar ha'iser, and it's not bottle. And atar it is bottle. And atar is chad betray is bottle. It tastes the same. It's all the same thing. And with the rabbanan, they made a chumra that mechametz doesn't become bottle.
Because you did it the chadchila, is that it?
No, even if they did it by mistake. Let's say she did it by mistake, she didn't realize that she was using the trumadik dough, and you have shishim against it, but we treat it as if it's nikar ha'isa. Since it caused the dough to rise, so that's a chomer midirabbanan, amachametz. So that's what the Mishnah says. Where's this Mishnah? In the Orlo. So the Mishnah says, Mishnah is talking about truma here, because it says it's b'meyah b'echad meyah. Orlo klai karam is b'masayim. You have to have 200 units of heter against the isa. And truma is only b'meyah, so the Mishnah draws a distinction. If you have min b'minai, then you need meyah. And sometimes the meyah won't help if you have mechametz. If the dough from the truma caused the Isa to rise today, it's considered as if it's Nikar Isa. Even if you have Meya, there's a Chumra with the Rabbanan, it's not Bottle. But if you mixed in Min Vishena Minai, so then it says there's no Din of Meya. It just depends whether there is Nesinas Tam or there's not Nesinas Tam. That's what the Mishnah says. So the Gemara asks, if Yot Abaye asking this Kasher, Abdinin came from Eretz Yisrael, and he said over that this Rabbi Shua ben Levi, one of the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael, there were two versions of what he said. What do you learn out from Zerah B'Sheva? That all the Yisurim Shevatar bottle b'meya or bottle b'shishim. So one version is meya. But he says, never heard of such a ridiculous thing. You need meya? Everybody knows you're every day. Shishim? You don't need meya. So he says, it can't be meya. The Mishnah says that truma, you need meya if it's min b'minai, chumra midirabban, you need meya. But if it's min b'sheina minai, then you don't need meyah. Sometimes the meyah is not going to help. It's still nice and tam. And sometimes it's not nice and tam, even less than meyah. But in order to take out the tam, you always need shishim. So that's the pashtus in the Mishnah. it says, even if you don't have meya, if it's min mishen and mina, it says sometimes lahakel, sometimes lahachmer, sometimes meya is not going to help, it's still nice in time, even piss meya, by min mishen and mina. And sometimes you don't need meya, it's bottom less than meya. So bottom less than meya, so he asks on the bottom line, ein b'em lahalas mecha ne meya, el b'mai, so you need. So how much do you need? Whenever you have a min mishen and mina, how much do you need? So the Gemara says, my love is shishim. You see that all these are mandatory in each shishim to remove the tam. You need meya. If it would have been min b'mina, you wouldn't have needed meya. And now that it's min b'sheni mina, so it's l'hakla l'hachmer. Sometimes you need more than meya, sometimes less than meya, but you always need shishim to remove the tam. So don't you see that in kala terakula, to remove tam, you need shishim. How can he say meya? If it's meya, so by mim and mina you need meya because of that din with the rabban, and by mim sheni mina you need meya for nisim as tam. So you always need meya. So what does the Mishnah make a contrast? The Reisha and the Sefer, it's the same thing. Everything is meya. And for the Gemara, no. When the Mishnah says that if it's mim and sheni mina it'll become bottom when there's no tam, it means if you have meya. Fregma, but you just said if it's mim and mina you need meya. Because the Reisha says, by min v'mina, you always need meya. And if it's min v'shein v'mina, then you not always need meya. So you see, it's a different shi. How can you say everything is meya? So the Gemara says, no, there's a difference of one unit. They need 101 units against one unit, or you need 100 units against? Hapshetl. Hapshetl. That if you're talking about in one case you need 101 units against it, that's lahachmer by min you only need 101 units against the one unit, and if you're talking about min mishena mina, then you don't need meya echod or meya, you don't need 101 units against, all you need is 100 units against. Such a difficult shot. That's in order to be miyashiv that. That's why we don't accept that opinion. We paskin call out all the Yisroim Shabbat Torah B'shishim, not B'meya. Because you're going to say B'meya, so what's the difference between the Reish and the Sefer by the Truma? If the Truma falls in Min B'mina, so you need Meya. And if it's Min B'sheni Meya, you don't need Meya. All you need is to be Mevat L'Yisra. To be Mevat L'Yisra, you always need Meya. So it's the same thing. So you have this Fakvetch, the answer, which doesn't sound, it sounds cockeyed. That if it's Min B'mina, you need 101 units of Heta against one unit of Yisra of Truma. But if it's min b'she'ena mina, all you need is 100 units of that. It's come up the same thing. That's the difference in the Reish and the Sefer. So the pashtus is all you need is shishim. That's what we assume. By min b'mina, by truma you need meya. By min b'she'ena mina, you need shishim. That's what Abai time is. The simple reading in the Mishnah. So that was the answer that the Gemara gave. Very doichik answer. Then the Gemara asked the kashim. You're talking about you don't have 101 units of Isa, you only have 100 units of Isa, and then you say it's still nice and tam. Is that possible? That the thing is nice and tam, past Meya. So the Gemara asks, V'chiyesh v'kedeh l'chametz, the Meya v'chad, you need 101 units against one unit of Truma. Hamay le'botel. What do you mean? It's still going to be nice and tam. So he said, doesn't that sound far fetched? So Ishtik. So Rav Dimi, who came from Israel, said, didn't know what to answer. How can it be that you have meya, you don't have echod meya, you have meya, and it's still nice and tam? How can it be? So he says, Omalei. So he said, maybe the answer is Dilma Shani Sardech Mutsu Kosha. It is possible that if you have a bar of this yeast, a bar of yeast, like it looks like a bar of butter, looks like a bar of margarine. So you have a bar of yeast that size, and you put it in, so it has millions and billions and trillions of bacteria on it. So it's chimutz kosher. It'll give an asinus tam to the whole dough, even more than mayo. It is possible. The Gemara first thought, how is that possible? The Gemara said, yeah, it is possible. So he says, Omalei. So Rav Dimi says, oh, you just reminded me, at Karta Milsa Dam Rav Yosef Rechman, he came from Eretz Yisrael. Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael. So he says, he just reminded me something that I heard from Rav Yosef Rechmanina. that what? That when you talk about Nesinas Tam and Min Meshein Aminai, it's not always going to be the same. Everything is going to be but the Beshishim. Sometimes you need Masayim. Let's say you throw, you put a little bit of pepper, put a little bit of salt in a big pot of soup. You have 10 times shishim and it's still nice and tam, because that's avida l'taima. Well, let's say you have a concentrate. You have a thing, you evaporated all of the liquid and all you have it is the concentrate. So of course you need more than shishim. And concentrates you need more than, by definition, you need more than shishim. So he says, what you just said, that sor is chimutz of kosher, the raw dough that has the bacteria in it, the yeast that has the bacteria in it. I remember once when we had little babies, now the little babies have their own little babies. So once we had little babies, we had to take the baby to Dr. Gribbets. It was a few days before Pesach. He was a baby doctor. So the baby was sick and he prescribed some kind of medication. And sure, so we were going to go pick it up in the drugstore. So he says, oh, I can tell that you're a rabbi, you know how to learn. So what does that mean? So he says, the patient who came before us was a very religious person. And he asked the doctor, is it kosher the Pesach? So the doctor said, of course it's not kosher the Pesach, because all of the medications have yeast in them, and the yeast is chametz, not true. Fleischmann's yeast is not chametz. Yeast is chametz means if you have flour with water and you let it rise, so that yeast is chametz, because it's flour. But if you just have Fleischmann's yeast, the packet of dry yeast, that's not chametz, that's a bacteria. That's not chametz. So he says, the patient before he asked him the same shayla as a kosher Pesach, he said, none of the medications are kosher Pesach, they all have yeast. He thought that yeast is chametz, but the baby needs it, so it's a mutter. It's a shazat chak. So he says, he sees I know how to learn, because I didn't ask him the shayla whether it's kosher Pesach, because I understand it's an emergency, so you're allowed to take it. The whole thing is a kaka. Yeah. I think he told us that his daughter had smicha. He was only a rabbi. He was only a doctor. But he said, told us his daughter learned somewhere and she got sick. Okay. So that's what the Gemara says. Sor is chimutz kosher. If you have this raw dough, the yeast, that can give an asinus tam even past meyer because it's so powerful. So Rav Dimi says, ooh, you just reminded me of what Rabbi Yosef Rab Chanina said back in Eretz Yisrael and Altahein. This Rav Dimi just came to Bava. He says, you remind me, he once made a comment, lo kol ashurim shavim. Not everything is bottled with shishim. Sometimes you need way more than shishim. Sometimes you need way less than shishim. It all depends how much nesin is done. If it's a concentrate, you need way more. If it's a flavor, you need way more than it. Amilsa David al-Tanah, you need way more than shishim. So this Tana, this Rabbi Yosef Rab Chanina made a comment on the Mishnah. Sha'arei tzir, shiur akor of lamasayim. If you have trefa fish, so not only are you not allowed to eat the fish, the juice that comes out from the fish is also forbidden. Tosafot shows that it's only midrabbanan. The juice that comes out from the fish is also, even though normally, let's say you have an elephant. So what part of the elephant is treif? The bisar behemoth tmeya. Behemoth tmeya means a treifa animal. The bisar behemoth tmeya is treif. Let's say you have the elephant, what is it called? The husk? Or the hooves. Let's say a horse has hooves. The hooves are mutter, or let's say teeth. The teeth is not basar. Teeth are mutter. Atzomas are mutter. And atzomas are klip and gidim, the things that don't taste like flesh. That's mutter. So the same thing if you have fish. So you have liquid in the middle of the fish. And strictly speaking, the liquid is not fish. It doesn't have the consistency of the flesh of the fish. So the tzir hadag tame is only forbidden with the rabbanim. But it's also midirabbanan. So the Mishnah says, this non, we have a Mishnah, dak tami tzira osur, Tosafot shows only osur midirabbanan. Rabbi Yudah Eimer, revius. Revius is the volume of a beitza machza. If it'll be get mixed in with kosher tzir from a kosher fish, you're going to need sosayim, two so'ah. So Rashi makes the calculation, it's 192 times. Usually you say, Nisa's bottle b'shishim, it's not nice and tam. And here, the tzir daktane, to be mevatlet and tzir of daktar, you need 192 units against them. So that's where Rabbi Yosef Rab Chanina made a comment. This Rabbi Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael. He says, you reminded me that Rabbi Yosef Rab Chanina said that not everything gives nesinas tam equally. Some things you need way more than shishim, some things you need way less than shishim. Right? So that's the Gemara. So he said the same thing is true over here. Hamachametz, you can have a little bit of this yeast with the live bacteria, and you have way more than shishim against, way more than mei against them, and it's still nice and tough. It caused the whole thing to rise, and it gave it the flavoring that it's supposed to have. That's the Gemara. Now the Gemara asks a new kasha. We just quoted a Mishnah from Trumas. The Dag Tomei Tzira Osir Midirabbanan. The Gemara is going to say, Tzira is also only Osir Midirabbanan. And Rabbi Yehuda says, but if you want to be Mevatl, the Tzira of the Dag Tomei, in Tzira of the Dag Tohar, so you need 192 units against it. You need two So'ah. Rashi gives you the calculation. It's 192 times against. So who's speaking? Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, but Rabbi Yehuda is the Tana who holds that Min B'Mino D'Mashahu, Mayim B'Mayim is B'Mashu, and Dam B'Dam is B'Mashu, and Yain B'Yain is B'Mashu, so Tzir B'Tzir should be B'Mashu. Frag the Gemara, how can Rabbi Yehuda say that if you have 192 units of Tzir Daktor with against the one unit of Tzir Daktami, it's bottle of 192. So Sayim, Ham Rabbi Yehuda, Min Aloy bottle, shouldn't it be B'Mashu? And for the Gemara, it's a special kula over here. Shani tzir dezeya biyamu. It's only awesome at the Rabbana. That's what it means. Tzir of a dag tame, it doesn't have the consistency of the flesh of the fish. So only the flesh of the fish is awesome. Just like the hooves of the horse are kosher, and the horns of an animal are kosher also. A trade for animal kosher. They have, what do they have for people who have osteoporosis? So they take something from where do they get it? They get it from
starfish or
mammals. I thought they get it from those white things in the ocean.
The oyster, and it's calcium.
Oyster, yeah. They get it from the oysters. So if you get it from the hard part of the shell of the oyster, that's kosher. The shell of the oyster is not edible. That's mutter. So sending over here, the tzir of the daktam is only awesome at the rabban. So what, here there's a whole discussion that Primigodim has a discussion.
What could be a chadashishin then? Why is it 192?
Why do you need 192? I don't know. I don't know. That's what he said. You need 192 units against it. It should have been Rabbi Yehuda Lishitosa should have said that it's b'mashu, so it shouldn't even help the 192. But the Gemara says, since it's only a chumrim, the Rabban and Shani Tzid, the Zeh, the Alma, it's not the fish itself, it's only an excretion of the fish. It's the liquid. So you make a lot of that. So the Prima Gordon has a whole discussion here in his Sefer on Chulin, in the Rosh Yosef. Does this mean that Rabbi Yehuda Shita, Mim, and Masha doesn't apply whenever the Yisr is an Yisr, the Rabbanan? You never say Mim, and Masha. Or maybe it's a special Kula by Tzir Daktomi. So he quotes Gemara Mekaymus, he quotes Bichorish, he quotes other sources. Some Rishonim say that by all these Surim the Rabbanan, Sheet of Rabbi Yehuda doesn't apply. We don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda anyway. Rashi passes like Rabbi Yehuda. The Mimin and the Mashu, and that gigantic Taisus on Tzadik Chesam and Aleph says we don't accept that Rashi. We don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. We pass Mimin is not Mashu. But the more saying within Rabbi Yehuda, even Rabbi Yehuda holds Mimin and Mashu, it doesn't apply to Tzir, Dogim Tmei, because that's only Midirabbanan. That's the Gemara. Wow. That is the Gemara. Then going back to the Mishnah, this particular Gemara we already learned, but we'll review it again. The Mishnah says, the Gidal Nosha is straight. That's the whole theme of the whole thing. Gidal Nosha is straight. So what if you cook a pot of flesh, the leg of the animal with the Gidal Nosha? You salt it. If you cook it without salting, it has dam. So the dam is going to make everything. You salted it, but you left in the gidal nasha. So when you salt it, salting also gives over the flavor. So the gidal nasha should make everything treif. And then in addition to salting it, then you cooked it in the pot together. So the treif flavor of the gidal nasha should possibly asa everything in the pot unless you have shishim. So the Mishnah says, it depends. We treat it, Gidanoshish and his bashel with flesh, Misharamos and Kibasa Balefis. We calculate if it would have been flesh in a vegetable, would it be nice and tam? So here it's the Gidanosha and the rest of the flesh. If it would have been flesh and vegetable, would it give tam? Then it's treif. So the Gemara says we don't paskan like the Mishnah. We paskan ain't beginning with nice and tam. So it doesn't answer anything. But the, it's against the Mishnah. So first the Gemara explains what the Mishnah means. Ketzer Mishari Masa, how do you calculate it? Amar Avuna Kibasa Barashi Lefasas. He treated it as if it would be flesh that fell into a vegetable. So Tosfos explains, Rashi Lefas, one end of the Lefas has a stronger flavor than the other. So he says, you treat it as if the when you have flesh that's cooked together with a vegetable that has bland, has no flavor, so then the flesh will succeed in giving an asinus tam and more. If the flesh is cooked together with a vegetable that has its own flavor, then the flesh is not going to give that, has its own flavor, it's going to fight against the flavor. So I treat it, I calculate the gidanosha in the flesh as if it would be flesh, and that part of the vegetable that has its own flavor, has a strong flasher. So if it would have given the sinas tam, then the Gemara says, but we don't pass on like the Mishnah, because masisim deloike haitana de tanya. The Mishnah is against the following brisa. Says it's a tasef and chun de tanya. Rabbi Shmuel Barosh, Ambech my broke Imer, ain't begin benaisen tam. Gidanosha doesn't ask. It does, obviously, it does give a little nesinas tam. So we hold that nesinas tam doesn't count. That's not called tam kika. You have to have more significant nesinas tam. So the Gemara tells a story. Hahudi also the kamei de Rabbi Chanina. A man came, a balabos came with a shayla to the poisek. So what did he do by mistake? He cooked the flesh with the gidanosh in it. Aviyasa Rabbi Yehuda bar Zvina Abba. There was one. He went into the rov to ask a shayla. There was another tamachachm sitting outside on the doorstep. So he asked the Rav the din, and then the Rav said mutter, and then he came outside. So the rabbi outside says, Vosatek et paskudavit. So he said, it's mutter. So he said, go back and ask him again. It's not right. Go back and ask him again. So the Rav inside said, who is this nudnik outside who is hakanat shani? He doesn't know what he's talking about. He's telling me the Mishnah, and we don't pass him like the Mishnah. That's the story, the Gemara says. I would also the kamei the Rab Chanina have Yosef Rab Yehuda bar Zvina above it. Rab Yehuda bar Zvina was sitting by the door. Kinofik, when the balabos came out and the Rav told him it's mutter. Amalei my amalach, what the Rabbi paskan? Amalei Sharia Nahalei. He said it's mutter. So he says go back and ask him again. He made a mistake. Amalei Hader Ailei. Bring in the Shaila again. Ask him again. It's wrong. It's not mutter. Omar, somebody came back again. So the rabbi inside says, "Man hide the garment, Sarli. Who's bothering me? Zilei Malay, go tell the man the Yosef Abba. Go tell this scholar who's sitting outside by the doorpost. We don't paskin like the Mishnah. Ain't begin the menais in town. We paskin that it doesn't us. That's the din against the Mishnah." Then Mar tells another story. Ki also the comment the Rabbi Yami. Rabbi Yami lived in Eretz Yisrael. Rebbe means that he had smicha. In Bavel, you can't get any smicha. So Tosfos points out there were two friends, Rebbe Ami and Rebbe Asi, they both lived in Eretz. Then there were two friends, Rav Ami and Rav Asi, who lived in Bavel, with the same names, Ami and Asi, but two of them had smicha because they were Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan in Eretz Israel. Rebbe Ami, he lived in Eretz Israel. Rav Ami and Rav Asi, they were reverends, because in Bavel he can't have smicha. So the Gemara said the same story happened. Gosa, the comment of Rebbe Ami, they asked the shayla, they cooked the flesh with the ginanosha, so he knew it's a machlokes, whether yesh begin the menais in tam. So he sent him, go ask so-and-so, the din. Meshad hulu l'kamei de Rabbi Yitzchak ben Chaluf, din mori bo l'hatera, mishum Rabbi Shur ben Levi. He said, go ask plain. He didn't want to pass, Rabbi Yami didn't want to pass against the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that it does ask, yesh begin the menais in tam. So, he told the balabas, go ask this rabbi, and he'll paskin for you. So he says he would paskin like Rabbi Shimon Malay, v'velei lo svirelei. But Rabbi Ami didn't hold from that. He didn't want to paskin against the Mishnah. And what do we paskin? Bottom line, hilchas same begin menais in tam. We paskin against the Mishnah. We paskin like this sheet and the brisa that ginanosha does not ask. Does not ask. Okay. And the Mishnah had another din. Let's say you cut out the gid on osha, it's treif, and you put it on the side. And then there are other gidin in the animal, only the gid on osha is treif. So the gidin don't taste so good. Sometimes you have a piece of flesh, and you have one piece that's hard. It's like, it doesn't taste like normal flesh. So they cut out all the gidin, and they throw them on the side. And then someone else does want to eat it. I don't like to eat gid. I like to eat normal flesh. But someone else will want it. So now you have 25 gid in here. One of them was the gid on the Oshavas treif. And then the balabasa only wanted to serve soft meat. So she cut out all the gid and she put a whole pile, 25 gid. One is the gid on the Oshavas treif, 24 akosha. So it's a taruvus of yavish biyavish. What's the din if you bought one tray for salami to feed to the workers, the goyish workers, and then you bought two kosher salamis for the family, and you removed all the peels. Now you can't figure out which is the kosher, which is the tray. So that's a taruvus of chad betray. So chad betray is bottle. The din is that Tosfos says on the top Tosfos, and the Rosh has famous when the Rosh, they don't think the mechod is allowed to eat shloshtam. That's not right. That's you can eat one or two, but you can't eat all three. That's a shal. Can't eat all three. Is that a din derais, or is that only a chumer midirabon? So that's a further machlokes. Oda mechod also lachol shloshtam shouldn't eat all three. So the Tosfos read on Baba Basra has a whole piece. That's a din derais. How can you say bottle berav? It's vaday eating treif. And Nerajba says it's only midirabon. So, but what's the din over here? You have 25 gid all mixed up together. The first gid was the gid on asher. That's treif. The other 24 are kosher gidin. And now someone wants to eat them. You're not going to throw them all in the garbage. And the Mishnah says, if you can't identify which is which, they're all treif. So the Mari asks, why? That's the kasha, the last line. It's a yavish be yavish, chad be treif should be batal. It all tastes the same. And for the Gemara, beria shiny, there's a chumra midirabanan. That if something is a beria, it's not batal. So this is called a beria. The gid on nasha is called the berry. Yeah.
Oh, so the case where you have three salamis, is it what if you don't need all three together? You eat one today, one tomorrow, one the day after. Is it still a machlokas that because every time in each eating, in each meal, it's not badai that you're gonna be eating
but by the time you eat the third one, it'll be Gloyne Musma Freya yesterday or the day before you.
2 days ago already.
Right, so we assume that all the mechot should not eat shlosh and meat and mezeh hazeh, shouldn't eat. So many say it's only midirabonon. The Rashba writes that it's only midirabonon, all the mechot shouldn't eat shlosh. And the Tosfos Rid thinks that it's menatera, you shouldn't eat shlosh. If you have lach balach, if you have a little chazeh schmaltz falls into a pot of vegetable soup, so every spoon of soup that you're going to swallow is going to have a mashu who have chazeh schmaltz in it. And Chatzishir is Asman Atara. But that's the din that Lach Balach is bottle, and we say it's Kemisha Eino. Lach Balach loses its identity. But Yavish be Yavish, the thing is still intact. It's just a Tarubis of Sufik, it's a different kind of a Tarubis. So you can't say it's Kemisha Eino, it's Kemisha Yeshno, and it's still Mutter. Because the odds are that it's probably Mutter. But if you got Oda Mechel, it's going to eat all three on three different days. Then for sure, he just made himself do an Avera 2 days ago. Either today is the Avera, 2 days ago was the Avera, when he ate the other one.
And if it's three different people eating at the same time?
Three different people, each one has a right to go to Hakam. Yeah.
Could this be why the Rashba held, Emif on the Nisla Techila, even Yavish, Yavish would only be Midra Abundant against the Ra'ah? Maybe the Ra'ah holds a Tosus and Rid.
Could well be, right? That was Machwekas. We say Emif at the Nisla Techila. That was also in Zerah B'Shela. So the Ravid, the Gemara said that Zerah B'Shela is an exception to the rule. What is an exception to the rule? It's a Chiddush. So the Ravid, it sounds from Rashi also like that. The Ravid said because usually there's a din d'araisa, ein mevat anisa l'chatchil, and here you cook together the Zerah B'Shela, which is only mutar l'kohanim, together with the rest of the El Nozir, together with the rest of the Shalmei Nozir. So ein mevat anisa l'chatchil. So all the Rishonim disagreed. Rav HaRishonim disagreed with the Ravid. And we paskin in Yerodeh against Ariyasim, Eimavat and Isil Hatchila is only an Isil de Rabban. So the Rabbi Aaron Alevi writes in the Bedek Abayis, the Hasogas and the Rashba Sefer Torah Abayis, they both learned by the Ramban. But the Rashba wrote a major Sefer Torah Abayis, and the Ra'o has Heoris Hasogas. So the Ra'o writes, to go to the store and to buy two kosher salamis and one tray for salami, to take off the labels, to close your eyes and mix them up, that for sure is an Isil de Rabban. That for sure is an Issa Deraisa. Mamish Yavish B'Yavish Chad Betray. That's for sure. Aim about an Issa Chatre. That's an Issa Deraisa. So the Rajma makes fun of him and he says, why? He thinks that it's just like Aim about an Issa Chatre when you pour a little Chazer Schmaltz into a big pot of vegetable soup. It's only an Issa Deraisa. So Yavish B'Yavish is also only an Issa Deraisa. So it could be that that's the Nekudas Amachloikas. Is there a fundamental difference between Yavish B'Yavish and Lach Lalach? The Rambam paskens like that. The fundamental difference that by the Gemara in Chorus and Daf Chav Gimel has a discussion. It sounds like an abstract discussion. When an Issa falls into het and it becomes bottle berog, they say it's commanda leisei dami. They say no, despite the fact that it's commanda leisei dami, he's still allowed to eat it. So the sugit puts together lach b'lach, yavish b'yavish, everything is saying. And the Rambam splits between the two. The Rambam has a split psak to the Mari Kurkus. Wrote Hasogas on the Ram, like we have Hasogas Arayvin, you have Hasogas Haramach. In different countries, they wrote Hasogas on the Rambam. So the Mari Kurkus also writes, the Rambam is against the Gemara. So he said, maybe the Rambam understood that Lamaskanas and Gemara there, and Pcharas Daf Chav Gimel, you distinguish between Lach Malach and Yavish B'Yavish. One is Command Isin, and one is Command Aleisin, yeah? So the Rambam apparently thinks like that, and the Rajba thinks not so. That's all the same. Yet Beri is a chumra midirabbanon. We have minatayra, everything is bottle. Midirabbanon, we have a din balichaim chashivi v'loy b'teili. Let's say one animal is treif, gets mixed up with five animals that are kosher. You can't identify which is the treif, which is the kosher. So that's a chumra midirabbanon in the Mishnah in Zvochim. Balichaim chashivi v'loy b'teili. Then you have chaticha harui l'skabeid. There's also dava chashiv, not bottle. Let's say you have a piece of chicken that you cooked, a fancy piece of chicken that you cooked, or a steak that you broiled. It's a chaticha roi l'skabit b'fnei ha'orchim. If a guest would come to the home, you would bring him this. You wouldn't give him chopped meatballs. You would give him a b'kavadik chaticha. So chaticha roi l'skabit has a chashivas and it's not bottle, that's midirabon. All the things that are not bottle are on the midirabon. Davish of a minyan, let's say, jewelry in a jewelry store. So they don't sell a pound of jewelry. They sell each piece separately. So whenever they sell the thing separately, it has chashivas to it. So that's a chumra midrabanan. That's called davish of the minyan. It's not sold by the, let's say, a dozen eggs. So we buy eggs, a dozen eggs. We buy by the unit, a dozen eggs, or six eggs. But others, when they buy the eggs from the farmer, they buy by the weight. They don't buy by the unit. They don't say how many eggs they have. They weigh all the eggs and they pay one price for the whole thing. So that's machlekes in the Gemara. Is that called davish b'minyan? Sometimes you sell it by the unit and sometimes you sell it by the weight. Sometimes, let's say you buy 5 pounds of apples, 10 pounds of apples, whatever. And sometimes they sell the apples by a unit. Right. Each apple they charge whatever, a dime for an apple. So if sometimes it's sold by the unit, sometimes sold by the weight, then it's a machlekes in the Gemara. Is that called a davish b'minyan or not? So all these things are not bottled, they're all midirabbanan. Minatora, everything is bottled. There's a shver tosis in the beginning of Baba Tzia. That's that the students in yeshiva usually don't get too far. So this in the beginning of Baba Tzia, the sugya of Tov V'Kayin, this on Davov. So there's a tosis there, a shver tosis. Tosis assumes that beria lebetela is a din deraisa. So we don't pass like that. We pass can beria is not bottle is only midirabbanan. Chaticha roi l'skabit is only midirabbanan. Balechaim chashivi v'loi betela is only midirabbanan. Davosh v'minyan. All these things that are not bottled is only midirabbanan. Davosh v'esh matirin is not bottled. It's all midirabbanan. And after everything is bottled. Tidachum is midirabbanan. At Beria, we know Beria has a significance when you get to a different din. There's a Mishneh Makis. How much non-kosher food does a person have to eat in order to get malchus? So we paskin, you have to eat a kazayis. One time holds kosher hula malchus. Abshimin Baichoy holds kosher hula malchus. If you eat it that mashahu b'mezid, you get malchus. If you eat it b'shoigeg, then you only chayv. Let's say you eat chaylev b'shoigeg. If you eat chaylev b'mezid, you chayv koris. So if you eat chaylev adam b'shoigeg, then you chayv chatos. So you eat it b'shoigeg. So that's only if you had a kazayis chaylev, a kazayis of dam. But if you ate it b'mezid, Rab Shimon's opinion is kol shehul malchus. So we don't pass like Rab Shimon, we paskin, you only get malchus if you ate a kazayis of treifa. So what if you swallow a tiny little bug? It's a not kosher bug. So then the Mishnah says that's a beria. Unless it's missing some legs or something, unless it's missing part of it. But if the whole bug is there, whether alive or dead, If the whole bug is there, then you don't need a kazais, then you get malchus, even if you eat less than the shear. That's a beria, has a chashivas to it. So that is even, that may even be relevant by us. Let's say, if a person eats food, so if you eat a kazais of food, you have to say bar nefoshes. We say aloeitz, alpihoitz, whatever kind of fruit, or either bar nefoshes, some bracha achrayin at the end. What if you ate a grape and the grape is smaller than a kazais, but the grape is a beria shlema? So that Tosis and Brachas quotes a Yerushalmi that if you eat a beria, a full grape, you say a bracha achrayna despite the fact that the grape doesn't have a kazais. Then Tosis says not only a grape, let's say you have a pomegranate, and the pomegranate has, well, let's say you have a, tangerine. You have a tangerine and has little sections, and each section has a membrane around it. And let's say you ate the whole section that has a full membrane around it, a whole unit, but it's less than a kazayis. So Tosis quotes the Yerushalmi, that's also a beria. Every section of the pomegranate that has a membrane around it, every section of the tangerine that has a membrane, is also called a beria. And the Yerushalmi says that a beria doesn't need a kazayis. Just like the Mishnah says, if you swallow a bug, you don't need a kazais to get malchus if you eat a treif for bug, because beria does need the shear shalem, so beria for bracha achrayna also not. So that's a question that Babli never said one way or the other about. That Babli says about beria for malchus feeding treif, never says that if you swallow a whole beria, that they say a bracha achrayna even though they need a kazais. Yerushalmi says like that. So that's a pilpul and poskim la'aloche, that we paskin like that Yerushalmi. We assume whenever there's a contradiction between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, we would follow the Bavli. Is there a contradiction? The Bavli doesn't say a word what the din is. Bavli doesn't talk about it. Yerushalmi says. But Tosis quotes Yerushalmi as if that should be the halacha. Tosis and Brachas.
We don't do that.
It's a shayla of suffix in paskin. Do we paskin like that Yerushalmi? So they say, let's say a lot of times you eat a raisin or you eat one grape. That's a beria, but it's less than a shear kazayas. So that'll be a suffix, bracha achrayna. So eat a few more grapes. Make sure you eat a few grapes. Make sure you have a full kazayas.
You can eat a half a grape at a time, right?
That's okay. If you cut it before you put it in your mouth, yeah, then it doesn't have the din of beria. Tosfos discusses how do you what's the definition of beria? That's all discussion. What's the definition of beria? Okay, we'll stop here. The next Gemara is going to be this Rabbi Natama de Rabbein Ephraim, the bottom Tosfos. So what about Chatikha Nas Lemele Bishar Yisum? As I mentioned, in industrial kashrus that comes up all the time. This issue of Chatikha Nas Lemele Bishar Yisum. In Parshas Yisro, we read about Maimon HaSinai. And the way Rashi quotes from the Tanoim, from the Mechilta, the plan changed. The original plan was I'm going to speak to you in the presence of Klal Yisrael. I'm going to speak to you. Everyone should be able to hear that I'm giving you an nevuah, and Rabbi Shalom is only going to talk to Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gambucho Yaminu Liolam, and they'll realize that you're a Novi Emes, and they'll believe everything that Moshe Rabbeinu said. So then Moshe Rabbeinu gives the message to Bnei Yisrael, and then it says, "Vayagid Moshe is Divrei Ha'am El Hashem." So Moshe Rabbeinu delivers the message for Bnei Yisrael to Hashem. What is the message for Bnei Yisrael? It doesn't say what the message was. So Rashi quotes what the Medrash was. Rashi quotes from the Tanoim. They said, Bnei Yisrael said, we have a better plan. Instead of the Rabban Shalom speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu in our presence, Ritzenena Lira says Malkein, we want the Rabban Shalom should talk to us. Our Rabban Shalom says, oh, you want me to change the plan? So the next pasuk is, Vayam Hashem Moshe, Lech al Hami Kidashtam Hayam Amocha V'chipsu Sibloisam. If the plan A would have been fulfilled, I'm going to talk to Moshe Rabbeinu, then Moshe Rabbeinu has to go to Mikveh in order to be Mekabel the Maimon HaSinai, and everybody else doesn't have to go to Mikveh. They'll be watching, they'll be listening. But now that they gave the message, we want you to speak to us directly, we don't want you to speak to Moshe Rabbeinu our president. Now everybody has to go to the mikveh. If they're going to be mekabel the nevuah directly, not just spectators, listening the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks to Moshe Rabbeinu, then everybody has to go to the mikveh. What's the story here with the mikveh? The pasuk says that the married people had to go to mikveh. It doesn't say a word about the single people. So the Gemara learns out from the psukim and mishpatim. It says in Parshas Mishpatim, Ma'amin Hasina was the gerus of all of Klal Yisrael. So a ger has to first undergo bris milah if it's a man. So the bris milah they did in Eretz Mitzrayim before they brought Korban Pesach. So we usually read the psukim. One who doesn't have a bris milah is not allowed to eat korban pesach. How to do bris milah? So the Gemara says that's only half of the story. The how to do bris milah, that was the beginning of the geirus of Klal Yisrael. Then the Har Sinai, everybody said nasa v'nishma, that's kabbalas on mitzvahs. Then the Gemara has a tradition, then the geir has to bring korbanos. The Gemara says l'doris, the din is any non-Jew who converts has to bring korbanos. Gemara raised the question, how can you mean b'kabbal geir mizman hazeh? We don't have a Beis HaMikdash. So the convert can bring a korban to the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara learns out from a pasuk that the korbanos are not miyake, but any ger who will be still alive at the time that the third Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt will have to bring a korban. In the days of the Tanaim, soon after the Churban Bayis Shni, used to set aside money so that when the Beis HaMikdash, if the Beis HaMikdash should be rebuilt during their lifetime, they should use that money to bring the korban. Then the years were going by and the money was disappearing. And the Chachamim realized this is ridiculous, that all the Gerim are setting aside money, and the money, the money is being blended in with everybody, they're forgetting that this is Hegdish Dikah money. So that was one of the nine takkonos of Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. He was mevatel, putting aside money. He said, don't put aside any money, it's just going to become mixed in with the regular money. So, Bizman Azayim, Mekabal Azayim from Sukh, Mekabal Gerim without the Karbonis, and when the Beis HaMikdash will be built, whoever will still be alive, we'll have to bring a korban at that time. So then, the pasuk says that on the occasion of Ma'amin Hasina was the gerus of all of Klal Yisrael together. So there were shishim ribo men between the age of 20 and 60. There were women, there were children, there was Erev Rav, there were so many people. We didn't require that each and every person brought his own korban. It was a national gerus of all of Klal Yisrael. So they brought one set of korbanos for everybody. So the pasuk says it was a hirashah, that they were zerk the dam al ha'om. Usually you zerk the dam on the mizbech, and here not only were they zerk on the mizbech, they were zerk on the people's body. And the Gemara says, Gemiri, we have a tradition, the leka hazor below tefillah. You can't be mazah dam of a korban on a person's body unless he went to mikveh in advance. So the Gemara establishes, everybody went to mikveh. The married people, the single people, everybody had to go to mikveh. So what does the Chumash talk about the married people? The married people had to be purished 3 days in advance. Because since the plan changed, according to the original plan, that the Shechina is only going to talk to Moshe Rabbeinu, and not going to talk directly to the rest of Klal Yisrael, the rest of Klal Yisrael are just going to be spectators, so they have to go to mikveh, that's all, for the Geirus. But now that the plan changed, Vayagim Moshe Zdibri Ha'am Al Hashem, they want you to speak to them directly, so this Rebbe Shalom says, Im Kein, Shatem Askik Mosi, you want me to speak to you directly, then everyone has to be, no one can be a Balkari, and no woman can be a Polet de Shichva Zera. So you can be a Polet de Shichva Zera up until 3 days after the Tashmish. So the married people, everybody had to go to Mikveh because of the Geris, but the married people had to be Purish 3 days in advance, because once the plan was changed, so a Balkari and a Polet de Shichva Zera can't be present to be mekabel the Ma'amin Harsina, because the Shechina is going to talk to them directly. So that's how the Tanoim understood the Parsha. Everybody had to go to mikveh, and the married people had to be purged 3 days in advance because the whole plan was changed. According to the original plan, everyone had to go to mikveh, but there wouldn't be a problem of Polet to Sheikh Lazer.
The Rashi said, he came back in Yom Rabi.
Yeah, that's the question. How do you count the 3 days?
He's missing now.
Yeah, that's the question. How the Gemara and Shabbos has a machal. How do you count the 3 days? Right. But this is, the Tanoim have traditions how to read the Psukim. That's not, without the Rashi, without the Tanoim, you wouldn't realize the Pshat and the Pasuk at all. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
Next Shabbat brings the green shkolim and kisisa and chatish. Machta teshek of Rav Schwab says in his sefer Chesed Shalevo that only that one time they will moan them with chatish shekel, and then afterwards they didn't use the chatish shekel.
You didn't have to machta shekel. Everyone can give a pebble. And count all the pebbles. You can't count the people, 1, 2, 3
right.
People. You have to give something, or they might have to stick out a finger, you count how many fingers there are. You can't count the people themselves.
So the kisisa was just a mitzvah for pamacha.
Once in the history of the world. No, machzah shekel had to give every year.
Yeah, but for the carbonic
people. Your Hebrew is better than your English?